John and Lance, good morning. How are y'all doing?
You know, we're going to get Hullabaloo. We're going to get your fight song on to start introducing you. There's no reason for us not to have that. That's disrespectful, Coach, and I apologize for not having that ready for you.
Well, it's about time, Lance. I didn't want to say anything, but yeah, we got a Hullabaloo connected on the intro there.
Yeah, we're going to tell her, Coach. We are going to do that.
Hey, Coach, big win last week. Talk about the big game. You guys came through. We talk about having heart, coming up with a big win against that tough Baylor team, trailing at the half. You guys were able to pull it through.
Well, it was a bowl atmosphere up there at Kyle Field. You know, Baylor's like the Notre Dame of the South. They're an established program, very traditional.
Green and gold also, Coach?
Absolutely. It looked like Notre Dame out there. They played better then, and their high-flying offense nearly put 230 yards on us, so we were lucky to get out of there with a win. We escaped with a six-point win. You know, some people complain about everything, and we kicked a field goal there late to try to go up by nine, didn't make it. And, of course, I get accused of running up the score on Baylor. So,
well, I mean, that's going to happen, Coach. But your guys, you know, we've been talking about the Astros, and we'll get to it in a second. I don't know if you've been following it, but we talk about the ability to make plays in key situations and coming through in the clutch and things like that. And your team did it again. I mean, game on the line against McNeese State, you came back. You're able to come back against Wyoming. You came back against Baylor. This team's showing a lot of heart, Coach.
Well, they are. Yeah. Every challenge that we put up against them, they just keep coming through. You know, and we're looking at the schedule now. We're only seven games away from the Rose Bowl.
That is definitely one way to look at it, Coach. And you're off to a tremendous start. You faced Colorado team that beat Kansas State last week. What can you tell us about Colorado after looking at them on film?
Well, they're tough. They're big, and we got some big guys like to run the football. But you know, me and Coach Barnett, we always playing practical jokes on each other. So we thought we'd go slip Ralphie the Buffalo a suppository before the game, and hopefully, when he charges out in the field, he'll take a big dump out there.
We'll see how that impacts the game, Coach.
Yeah, we're gonna see if we can get him doing the Green Apple two-step.
So that's the big game plan this week against Colorado there?
Yeah, well, their big motto Coach Barnett has up there, they're going to return to dominance. So, you know, they had one good team in the last 20 years, so they're going to try to return to that dominant 1 year. And Cordell Stewart and Charles Johnson up there, they're a great throw and catch tandem, so we're going to have our hands full.
Mm-hmm. They come up with the big plays, too. You remember Cordell hitting Charles in his last seconds against Michigan, right?
It was Michael Westbrook, I believe, wasn't it?
Was it Michael Westbrook?
Yeah.
Just a couple weeks ago, he hit the big bomb to Westbrook there up in Ann Arbor.
Seemed like it was just a couple weeks ago.
Yeah.
It's actually about 7 years ago. But, Coach, how about
your game plan for that, aren't you, Coach?
Yeah, I mean, tendencies. You got to watch for a team's tendencies. Coach, what about the Longhorn-Oklahoma game? There's a lot was made of the Hibble versus Sims matchup. Coach Mack Brown even said here on our station he thought the quarterback play would decide who would win. Hibble got knocked out of the game, and Jason White came in. And, of course, Chris Sims ended up not having a great game. He struggled a little bit and consequently lost some points in the Heisman race. What were your thoughts on that game?
Well, I finally got to sit down and watch the game, and although Chris Sims did struggle a little bit, I just can't say enough about that guy. Chris Sims throws a beautiful interception. I mean, he's got a tight spiral on the thing. It hits the defenders right in the numbers. He just throws a beautiful pass and interception. I was proud of him the way he hung in there and threw those kind of passes. So, but, you know, their running game looked good. They just couldn't get it done out there. I think the big problem I've heard from the fans that came from the Cotton Bowl was that traffic was real jammed up afterwards because all the Longhorn fans were scraping the cow stickers off their cars.
Well, that's unfortunate. That's unfortunate. You had that kind of pile up. Now you guys are.
What does that do to them? I mean, obviously you're in the national championship hunt. Does that hurt Texas's chances, Coach? Coach, you still there?
Oh no, we lost the coach.
Mm-hmm. We'll have to get him back because we're not done talking to him.
Oh no,
there he is.
That's Coach Slocum on the.
Coach, you still with us?
No, he's not.
You there? Oh wait, yeah, Chris answered.
Let him through there, Chris. There you go.
You still there, Coach? You there?
Well, that damn Ben Layton, he's jamming my signal again.
Yeah, sorry about that, Coach. Ben Layton's a real mother scratcher, that guy.
And I'm going to whoop his butt one of these days, you tell me.
Hey, Coach, what we were asking, John asked how this affects Texas national championship hopes, or does it?
Well, I don't think it does. You know, looking at the schedule, all they need to have happen is Baylor and Kansas to knock off Oklahoma. Then they get right back in the Big 12 picture. If they win that, they'll go on the Rose Bowl. So Coach Brown and those Longhorns, they're sitting pretty over there. And I know their fans are still really supporting them. And there's no quarterback controversy. You know, you don't hear those great fans talking about Major Applewhite. They know the Golden Boy, the Gunslinger, is more than Oklahoma State can handle this week.
Well, speaking of Major Applewhite, he had a quote in here that said, "I just don't think that's everyone's business to know how I feel about what's going on," in reference to what his thoughts are about Chris Sims and his troubles up to this point this season. You think Major's getting a little frustrated, or you think Major just needs to keep his mouth shut?
Well, that Major, he's always talking a lot of smack, and he's a rowdy, you know, clubhouse lawyer, so he needs to know his place, and when the Golden Boy steps up, the world will be amazed.
Clubhouse. He strikes me as a real rabble-rouser. That Major Applewhite, a real troublemaker.
He is. You know, we tried to recruit him, but after kind of, you know, seeing what he's all about, you know, we decided to go another way, and we went with Vance Smith.
Well, good, Coach.
Coach Sokolmano out of Mobile is here with us talking some Big 12 football. And you got Colorado this week after the big win against Baylor. We are going to have the guy from Sidelines with us here on the show, Coach. And I watched last week and I didn't see that shower scene that you were referring to.
Well, apparently the editors, they didn't want to whip all the girls in a frenzy, so they've added that. They're going to save it for the season finale. I think if you watch this week, they're going to see how many bowls of chili that chunk guy can eat without getting any on his beard.
That should be good stuff. I hear Michael De La Torre. I heard you guys had in the first episode, I didn't get to see it, but I heard there was a nasty scene where they couldn't quite get the IV thing working right, and it got a little messy.
Well, they were sticking the IV in there, and blood was going everywhere, so they ended up, they just put some leeches on him, and he was okay.
He was fine. Well, it's like Survivor over there.
That's his old school medicine right there, leeches.
I guess. Well, Coach Sokolmano on Mobile, thanks for joining us. Congratulations on a huge win against Baylor. You got to go to Colorado, but that's no big deal after playing a Baylor team. You got to take
on
Colorado.
Well, the schedule, I would say, has prepared you for this type of game, Coach.
Sure.
One of the reasons you wanted to play this type of schedule is get ready for the big games.
Absolutely. I think Baylor and Wyoming and McNeese have really prepared us to go up to Colorado. We got all the students up there in their Birkenstocks and their little glass bowls full of water and smoke. We'll be prepared.
Yeah.
You think?
I'm not really sure what you're talking about there, Coach.
In Boulder there.
With the water and the smoke and glass bowls. I'm not sure about that. How about, before you go, any thoughts on the Astros? Are you a baseball fan at all?
Well, I am. I'm keeping tabs on the Astros, and, you know, their playoff record's a lot like my bowl record, so there's got a lot to be desired, but maybe they can get over the hump this year.
Well, we'll see. They got an uphill climb, just like you did last week against Baylor, but you got the job done, and maybe the Astros can do the same against the Braves, Coach.
We'll hope so, guys.
All right. Well, Coach Sokolmano, thanks for joining us, as always. It's been a pleasure talking to you. Good luck this week in Boulder.
All right. Talk to you next week here on Sports Radio 610.